The New England Patriots are playoff bound after finishing the regular season with a 14-2 record thanks to a 35-14 victory over the Dolphins in Miami yesterday. Pats quarterback Tom Brady had 3 touchdown passes in the win.
We've proven we could deal with a lot of things over the course of the year, and 14-2 is a good place to be, so it's pretty sweet.
So, as the first round of the playoffs begin next weekend, the Pats are off. They have a bye week. Plus, with their win yesterday, they also won home field advantage in the playoffs. With us, as usual, the day after the Pats play is ESPN Boston's Mike Reese. Good morning, Mike Reese, and thanks for coming in.
Good morning. Happy New Year, Bob.
Happy New Year to you, too. First of all, how important was this win? How important is the first seed in the playoffs?
Well, it's very important. I mean, it gives them the best odds to represent the AFC in the Super Bowl. And more than that, they're healthy and playing well. They kept the momentum going. We remember what happened last year in Miami. They went down there with a chance to do the same thing, and they didn't play the same way and with the same urgency. So this is a much more positive way for them to go into the playoffs.
All right. Let's talk about both the offense and the defense as we head toward the playoffs now. The team, if you look at how they ran the offense yesterday, they rely much more on the running game than they have in the past, and they have a good running game instead of relying on the arm of Tom Brady.
They mix it really well, 50-50 almost, and it helps settle the offense down when you know that opponents can't just tee off on Tom Brady, that they can hand it off and get the hard yardage that they need. And you might have heard this after the game, Tom Brady individually mentioned every member of the offensive line, the big guys up front who seldom get the headlines. Each one he mentioned, and he said their coach, Dante Scarnecchia, the offensive line coach, is the best in the NFL.
All right, the defense, they look a little different than they have in the past. At times this season, they've had very good opportunities to put pressure on opposing quarterbacks.
They have, and the biggest thing for them, Bob, has been turnovers. And one statistic that really stands out to me is when they were going into a game November 20th, all the way back now, against the San Francisco 49ers, this team only had 9 turnovers on the year, and everyone was asking, how come they're not taking the ball away from the opposition? Well, they finished the year with 23. What a surge for them here in the last 7 games of the year. It's the turnovers that have really been critical for them.
So they're pretty balanced, offense and defense, going into the playoffs starting January 14th.
You know, they are, and I would mention special teams as well, with the kicker Steven Gostkowski, the punter Ryan Allen, and their coverage units, because field position and the way they like to play sometimes when the weather gets cold, that's often a big part of the game as well.
Just a quick mention of one single player who had a great game yesterday, their new receiver, Michael Floyd. He was spectacular yesterday.
He really was, and he made one play that had everyone on the sideline, Bob, just erupting in excitement, and it was a block. So not a play that even shows up on your stat sheet, but it was a block on Julian Edelman's 77-yard catch-and-run touchdown in which he really, really forcefully delivered a blow to Tony Lapetta, defensive back of the Miami Dolphins, that just rocked him to the ground, and it was a type of play that really galvanized the entire team.
All right, let me ask you this. Looking ahead to January 14th, the Patriots play either Houston, Oakland, or Miami. We don't know which team, but how do they stack up?
Well, they stack up very favorably. If we were going to look at the odds in any of those 3 opponents, I would think the Patriots will be double-digit favorites to win that game. And it comes down to the quarterbacks. You know, it always helps when you have Tom Brady. The other teams all have big-time questions at quarterback. They might not even be with their top quarterbacks because of injuries, each of those other 3 teams.
So do you think then that the Patriots have a pretty good chance of making it to the Super Bowl this year?
Well, I believe they'll make it at least to the AFC Championship, so they'll win that first game, and then they'll probably have to beat either Kansas City or Pittsburgh, the 2 other best teams in the AFC. But the thing that stands out to me about this team is that they're mentally and physically tough, and those are the ingredients that Bill Belichick often looks for in his teams to say, hey, is this the type of team that I can go into the playoffs with and take my best shot? They have that. They have good health. And they have Tom Brady, and that's a pretty good combination.
Mike Reese covers the Patriots for ESPNBoston.com and provides regular analysis for WBUR. Mike, thanks a lot.
Thank you.